T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
For decades, Newark, New Jersey was listed among the country's most dangerous large cities.
We're going to begin with that breaking news in Newark.
Police are confirming this was a targeted shooting.
Two deadly shootings in Newark in less than 2 days.
The city of about 270,000 sits just on the other side of the Hudson River from New York and had the nation's third worst murder rate for large cities in 2013.
For almost 50 consecutive years, Newark had been in the top 10 most violent city list.
Akila Shirelles is the president of the Newark Community Street Team, a group that works to reduce crime through community outreach. Shirelles says by the 1960s, Newark, and particularly its communities of color, suffered under the weight of poverty, discrimination, and violence. And it was made worse when crack cocaine hit the street in the 1980s.
All of us agree that the gravest domestic threat facing our nation today is drugs.
In the 80s, when the crack epidemic hit urban communities across the country, it decimated Newark as it decimated most black neighborhoods across the country. Trauma was allowed to fester and ripple. And so we saw the impact of those policies around, you know, the war on drugs and the war on violence.
Drugs are menacing our society. They're threatening our values and undercutting our institutions.
How it impacted, like, kind of young black men and also communities of color all across the country. And Newark was not excluded from that.
But starting in 2014, things began to change.
Newark, New Jersey tonight touting a big drop in crime.
Shirelles says with the election of Mayor Raz Baraka, the city took a new approach.
He immediately started, you know, the work on building out this complementary strategy to policing the Newark Community Street Team, as he at the same time started to doing some reform within the police department.
Baraka brought public safety under one umbrella, police, fire, and other safety groups under a newly created Department of Public Safety, a move that the city says helps simplify operations and reduce costs. But it would take more than that to see lasting change.
He thinks there has been progress, helped in part by a legal settlement.
In 2016, the city of Newark reached an agreement with the Department of Justice following an investigation into Newark police practices.
The pattern of unconstitutional stops, searches, arrests, and unreasonable force.
Brian O'Hara is Newark's director of public safety. He says the consent decree brought accountability.
Provided the backing to ensure that the appropriate investments were made in these areas to focus around reform.
Among the changes was the creation of a civilian oversight board, the use of body cameras, and additional training for officers. And since 2016, the city has seen remarkable improvement.
The proof is in the numbers. Murder is down 20% since 2018. The same is true for shooting victims, down 14%.
For 5 years, the city saw violent crime fall. And perhaps the city's biggest headline came last year.
In all of 2020, not one Newark police officer fired a single shot.
Shirelles says the consent decree was significant, but he says the drop in crime isn't from that alone. It's in large part, he says, due to the community itself.
I can't discount, man, the community-based effort, pulling public safety out of the abstract and putting it in the hands of the people.
And that is where Shirelles' work has been focused, the Newark Community Street Team, which was founded by Mayor Baraka as a complementary approach to policing.
So we hire residents in the neighborhood, we train them as public safety professionals, and we deploy them in 3 key areas.
Shirelles says there are high-risk intervention teams that work with police.
Folks who just are well-known and respected in the neighborhood who could leverage their relationships to mediate conflicts.
He says there's also a safe passage program.
Every morning from 7:30 to 9 and from 2:30 to 4, we make sure our kids go to school safely and come home safely.
It's a boots-on-the-ground organization, primarily funded through grants and money from the city, that's comprised of members of the community out to help and improve their own community, Shirelles says. Public Safety Director Brian O'Hara says the community-based approach has had a big impact.
The community engagement piece, the efforts, the very purposeful efforts that were made there caused, we were able to reap significant benefits.
While Newark has seen significant changes over the last few years, O'Hara says the city still has to look forward.
The message to others, I would not be talking about 2020. That's ancient history at this point.
O'Hara and Shirelles both say long-term, it's investment in the community at large that's needed.
We still need to invest in more community-based infrastructure.
We need to invest in certain communities where there's, concentrated poverty. We need to invest in education. We need to invest in, opportunities for folks with jobs.
O'Hara says, too, the pandemic has changed things. Schools were closed, courts delayed trials, and he says violent offenders were sometimes released on bail. The work, he says, far from over. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.